Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from World's Finest True Believers, Chris.
Idly ho, neighbors.
Nice. We are on the third issue of this Daredevil story arc, issue number 56. If you'd like to listen to what we've covered before, check out our last two episodes, and episodes 91 through 96. So we get into this episode and this issue. Death's head, or well, I guess this one is the and death coming riding or came riding. I words are hard. Okay, anyway.
Especially when they're written in spooky text.
Thank you. We start out here, and Daredevil is singing, swinging through the city, and apparently all the passerbys can't believe it.
I definitely can't believe it. I said, I just want to be there just to see what that would be like.
So I wonder if he's blind. I wonder if he's also tone deaf. Is that too much?
Oh, that would be funny. That would be real funny.
I mean, you can't see the notes to figure out, right? I guess it doesn't really matter. Anyway, so he goes and he...
I just like the fact that he's singing the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. 60s.
Yeah.
He is on his way to go see Foggy. I guess Foggy called him up to, for some, like, special reason. I can't remember exactly what.
I don't remember either.
Okay. And so he goes swinging in, and before he can actually get into Foggy's office, we have all of these pedestrians, fangirls. I don't know.
I think they're college kids, weren't they?
Maybe. I believe so.
Because, you know, hanging out at the law offices. You know.
Okay. the civics class.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, but I guess, you know, Daredevil is still such a high priority celebrity that they can't get enough of him. And Foggy's able to kind of calm down the class and corral.
You can have him when we're through with him. You can have it now. We're through with him.
Reminds me of like Indiana Jones' Last Crusade, that sequence.
Oh, yeah. That's great. I love that movie. I was mistaken. That him getting hold of Foggy getting hold of him is in the last issue that he had something to tell him. This is, I think, Daredevil wanted to get to Foggy to go find Karen. But apparently, Karen has left. He actually left a note for Foggy saying that she's going to take a couple days off to go visit her family. And apparently, neither one of them knew that she was the daughter of Dr. Paxton Page, who created perfected the Cobalt Bomb.
Okay, so we were talking about something Cobalt in the Iron Man
issues.
Yes,
we were.
Would that be the same thing that turned Happy into
the freak? Yeah, did you know about that? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, those episodes will be coming out here shortly. But apparently Happy Hogan was this individual called the Freak. He got bombarded by cobalt rays and became very
psychotic.
Well, I was going to say he didn't have the look, but he had the size of the guy from the Goonies.
Sloth.
Thank you. Yeah, he didn't have the look, but he had the size, and I'm not even gonna say the stupidity, but he
had the extra strength. And...
Yeah, no idea. Never knew that happened to Happy.
Of course, I also didn't know that Happy and Pepper were married either.
I knew that only because of the first issues that we did of Iron Man.
Ah, fair enough.
So I had a little bit up on you on there, but that was also in the past.
Anyways, so Daredevil's like, oh, I guess that's exactly where I need to go, someplace in Vermont.
What Foggy says is that this is where the address is in Vermont or wherever up north. And so, yeah, then Daredevil follows along. And we go to Karen. Apparently she's not having a good time adjusting to the fact that Matt's dead and being held hostage by Star Saxon.
And then she's thinking about Daredevil, and why does she always think of Matt whenever she thinks of Daredevil? Mm-hmm. And
again, put it together, woman.
Again, those the glasses with Clark.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing with Superman, Clark, he distinguished between the two. Like, he would mess up the hair for Clark Kent.
Yeah.
And he had the glasses, and he would slouch more. And then when he was Superman, he always stood up straight. Hair was perfect.
But still.
Darn near. But yeah, no, like, it's that whole thing of, they only described Superman ever doing that. I guess Batman to an extent.
Well, it's
but every other hero, they never actually said, oh, when they are... Well, Spider-Man also to an extent, because he wasn't as confident as Peter Parker in the early days. But when their alter ego versus their normal ego, there's no differences,
but,
usually.
But, well, but Spider-Man also has still, a full face mask.
Yeah.
Well, even still, it's almost like she can't ever seem to ever associate saying, oh, of course, Matt Murdock. I could totally see Matt being a superhero just because he doesn't give off, to your point, doesn't give off that impression that he would. So it's almost like, oh, they're all adding up, but I just can't see him like that.
Yeah. She can't. Well, and again, the previous issues we did, there was a point where Matt cut his hand on a piece of glass at a restaurant, and then Daredevil shows up with a cut on his hand, and Karen's like, huh, Matt had a cut on his hand. Okay. Like, how could you not piece that together?
Hey, a cut on the hand's kind of a normal thing.
But it was the exact same spot.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Or was it just drawn that way?
No, shut up. Okay, so Karen is on the train. She gets off at Fagan Corners, Vermont.
Yeah.
And then she's asking for a ride up to the Page place.
Well, first she asks if the tour bus goes by or something like that.
The next bus that goes by.
And the guy says, no more buses. That route changed last week.
Nice old man voice you got there.
Thank you.
So she starts to inquire on the ride, and no one wants to take her at all. They all sound pretty scared to even go up there. She does finally get a ride, and she asks the guy, she's like, why does it, every time I mention the Page place, everybody freezes up and kind of gives me like shifty eyes, and how'd she say it? Why the hushed voices, the averted eyes, like characters out of H.P. Lovecraft? And this guy's like, H.P. Lovecraft? Afraid I don't know nothing about that newfangled singing group. Like, come on, dude.
Right? Well,
that hurt me.
Those kids and their fancy reading books and hula hoops and...
See, that's what I'm saying. You know, this is also in the 60s where, you know, people didn't have access to information.
That's fair.
At all. Fair. They were all retarded.
Wouldn't go that far.
Come on. They still believe we landed on the moon.
Stop it.
You know, we just got pinged by every freaking conspiracy. Yeah,
I'm going to have to cut that out now. Save that for the bloopers.
No, but see, they watched us on the interweb right there, so they already
true.
Know.
I got two cameras going. That's true. speaking of as far as they go, I think I said that words. I did now. The guy drops...
See, I did say that.
Whatever. The guy drops Karen off right next to this bridge. He's like, this is as far as I go. You know, just go up to the fork in the road, and you're about a half mile to the house. This is...
And she's like, yeah, don't worry, I know the way.
Yeah. So she crosses this bridge.
Well, she comes up to the bridge. She's like, man, this bridge has always given me the creeps, even as a kid. Oh, well, let's fucking go across it.
It's only twilight, you know?
Yeah. But as she's going across, she starts hearing the sound. Was it horses thundering?
Yeah, cut a lick. It's cut a lick. Cut a lick. Cut a lick.
And then she sees this bright light, and then there's a fireball that apparently gets hurled toward her, and she is in.
She screams and she's like, "No, it can't be! It's the dream! It's the dream!"
It's like, "What dream? Oh wait, this dream! This giant horse, ghost horse, kind of, and
skeleton
this guy.
Horse.
Thank you, skeleton horse." And this guy with this funky-looking mask all wrapped in toilet paper, and he declares himself Death's Head. So this creature, this individual, Death's Head, is basically yelling at Karen to go back, don't come this way. What else did you say?
I'd bring a message from the powers of the that walk the night.
Oh, leave this forbidden track and on the same path which you came. Disobey my command, and not all the forces of Earth shall save you from hordes of Hades. Okay, whatever.
And it's just like, darn you, headless horseman, rip off.
Right? Basically. And then he runs away.
Yeah, and then what does she do? She still crosses the bridge, going to the Karen, or the Page house.
Wait, did she point a finger at him? Because that's what we're noticing a trend, pointing fingers and running away.
Nope, she looks like she's cowering. instead of leaving, she heads to the house and knocks on the door and gets...
You, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh.
Adora was up to this guy that she's never met before, the new butler, Garth, and he's like, yo, you must be Miss Karen, and, you know, let me take you into Mrs. Page, and come to find out, you know, Karen hops in, goes, says hi to her mom, asks where her dad's at, and her dad's been kidnapped, taken by Death's Head. Karen's all shocked and saddened by this. And then, instead of continuing on with that thread, we go over to Daredevil, who is...
And riding on top of the train. Mm-hmm.
Apparently he doesn't want to pay for it.
Well, no, it wasn't that he didn't want to pay for it. He didn't want to get bombarded by fans again.
So he's going to steal a ride?
Yeah.
So I think he was going to steal a ride in general.
I think so. But not only is he a hooligan or
vigilante.
No. What? He's
A hooligan?
Shut up. I did say hooligan. Shut up. he is wrong for blowing up a plane. So he's a criminal for doing that. Now he's a criminal for not paying the 15 cents to get on a train to go to Vermont. It's dumb. It's whatever. So he hops off at the station and heads up to the address that he was provided. And he comes across Death's Head. And Death's Head just attacks him and basically tells him to turn back. He says, turn back, fool, or Death's Head shall return. That's it. He throws one fireball at him and then he runs away. So Daredevil's like, okay, I guess I will...
Right. Yeah,
guess I'll just go to the house.
Yeah, sure. Not running away. I'd be a coward once. I'm not doing this again.
Well, dude, and I like how both people keep going down the track. Don't, you know, look back, and he doesn't do shit to him.
Nope. He says, don't come this way. I'm going to trust you that you don't come this way. And he turns around and leaves. And then they go that way.
Look, I gave you a mean look. I threw fire at you. You're not coming back this way, right? All right, I got to go. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Not messing around.
Nope.
If you come back again, I'm going to do the same exact thing again. That'll teach you.
So he heads up to the house, and he comes, instead of going to the front door, he comes in the back door, because that's what Daredevil does. Stop it.
Daredevil comes in the back door. Good to know.
God damn it.
he's blind? He didn't know any better?
They don't know he's blind.
Anyway.
Sexual innuendos aside.
Yes. Karen is surprised Daredevil showed up, because she literally was just kind of thinking about him, how he... probably could be kind of a help, and he Karen says, hey, my dad's disappeared, and we have this skeletal thing that is after us.
The old lady brings over the note from Death's Head.
Yep.
Would she not? Oh, never mind. I'll bring it up later.
No, because we're here right now. What's up? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. The letter's important for something later on.
So the letter says, Mrs. Page, abandon Page House forever and tell no one of your husband's disappearance or he dies. And it's signed Death's Head. At least he was nice to sign it, you know?
And he put it in like this cute little skull.
Yeah.
it's like when, you know, the girls used to sign their names with hearts and stuff.
Yep.
This is to show that he means business. It's a cute little skull.
So Daredevil decides that he's going to try and find Death's Head and take him on, you know, head on. It didn't last long. He actually Death's Head shows up, and so
Daredevil goes to jump and attack him, and he's like, "Wait, it's just a bunch of balloons."
Yep.
Yeah.
So Rick, he's falling out of this tree that he was up in for whatever reason. He was up in the tree.
Well, he was up on the roof because Daredevil likes to be on roofs, rooftops. So as he goes crashing to the ground, Death's Head actually shows up.
Oh, luckily that branch slowed my fall. So again, another branch keeps him from dying, but it does mess up his shoulder.
Yes. You're correct there. To the point where he can't actually get good purchase when Death's Head actually starts to attack. And gets inevitably knocked the fuck out by whatever
Death's Head has.
Bolas.
Oh, okay. So,
because the flaming swords weren't enough.
Right. Now Death's
Head. Wait. We forgot. Mrs. Page calls the cops.
But the note said not to tell anyone.
It doesn't matter at this point in time.
I've got Daredevil on my side.
Your father wouldn't want his life to go for another man to die.
So with Daredevil knocked out, Death's Head dresses Daredevil in extra clothes that he had. And an extra mask, so...
Okay, here's something else I'd like to point out. He's got two of these masks, right?
Apparently.
Which were replicas of the mask that they saw in the museum. Karen had saw in the museum when she was younger.
Which is why she had that dream.
Yeah. Which is why, yeah. Okay, so...
I think he got these at the thrift store.
Wouldn't it be just as easy to find out who bought the masks from wherever you can get those?
Oh, I guarantee they're made. They're handmade.
Mm-hmm. Handmade?
I think so. I could be wrong. I also don't know. Because they are, you'd almost have to hand make them. Because if the mask was a legit, Incan or whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever culture it is, that would be in the museum.
It would stay in the museum. It belongs
in a museum. So do you.
So what ends up happening is after Death's Head gets Daredevil dressed up in his new clothes, the police show up.
Well, he ties him to the horse.
Yep.
And ties his hands up.
Well, he does tie him to the horse, doesn't he?
Yep.
And ties his hands behind his back and then sends them toward the police. The police can't... They see him coming.
And they actually hear Death's Head saying, in the background.
Yeah, because I think he's got another recorder... playing similar to what he did with.
I would say it's probably the same thing that was in the balloon.
I think so. It could be.
Which is where he got the whole extra suit from.
So he had three suits?
No. He used that same suit to put on Daredevil. Anyways.
Daredevil, Death Head is coming toward the cops. Light is blinding.
So everywhere. Glaringly bright that the cops can't get a good bead on him to shoot him.
Mm hmm. And so they are trying to wing him or just actually just shoot to try and stop him. And that's how we end this issue with the cops shooting at Daredevil.
Will he make it?
Yep, who knows?
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out World's Finest True Believers on all major podcasting apps. You can find him on Twitter @FinestBelievers, or you can send your emails to worldsfinesttruebelievers@gmail.com. And as always, you can find us on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to ComicBookRundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story arc.